very segment, the first round right now, and then the rest of the draft tonight online with all the participants on their little laptops at 8 o'clock tonight, drafting their teams, and this is a very celebrity-filled league. Last year, the league was won by Bill Guerin of the Pittsburgh Penguins, taking down Chris Burney, the guitarist of Bowling for Soup, in the final. And so Bill Guerin, the champion, the defending champion, but he picks 13th this year in the draft. Now, we're putting things together to get started with Emily Jones here in studio. She will pick 14th. Donnie Dew's in studio.
Yes,
he picks 9th. Dan's in studio. He picks 11th. I pick 5th. And everyone else will be run on via the telephone. What's wrong?
Got a lot of moving parts here.
Is the KG thing stressing you out?
The KG thing, well...
Are we just assuming that TC is now KG?
TC right now is going to be KG.
Hey, look, we knew when we gave...
He may be forever.
We knew when we gave Kyle Gass a franchise in this league that it was going to be a little dicey. So, all right, let's just get going. All right, with the first pick in the Bad Radio Fantasy Football 2010 draft, we go to Conn Smythe winner and extremely, extremely well-paid individual who no doubt is ready to risk it all for fantasy football. It is Brad Richards of the Dallas Stars. Brad, who are we anchoring our franchise with?
I will take Chris Johnson.
Man. Chris Johnson off the board.
What are you saying, man? Like, you thought he might fall
14.
To you?
He went with the Emily thought he might slide to
man,
14.
He was on the top of my draft board.
But you're really screwing this up for me, Brad.
Chris Johnson.
I'm sorry.
Has there been a draft this year that he wasn't picked first? Anybody's draft.
In my other draft, I have him because I traded up to the number one spot.
Really?
Oh, whoa, I could have accepted a trade.
Aggressive.
Yeah, why didn't you
I'll trade
call
you.
Brad for some trade talk?
No, the picks aren't even made. But,
well, Brad, you pick again at number 28 tonight, so good luck to you, sir.
I'll see you at midnight.
Hey, hey, tonight, what are we doing, 8 o'clock? Does
8
anybody
o'clock.
Want to go 9?
You better stay. You better
stay. Doesn't matter to me.
You better stay where you
stay
are.
Stay at 8, and it might not even start until, you know, especially with me in it. It might not start until 8:30, 8:45.
It's too risky to get 14 people to move, Dan.
Nothing.
All right, Brad. Thank you, sir.
All right, guys. Enjoy.
Good work.
Party.
Wow. All right, at number 2 in the draft, we have Kyle Gass of Tenacious D, who...
So sad.
...who, sticking with his reputation, is a hit-or-miss proposition. But because of his spot in the draft... I think it's reasonable to assume who he might have taken.
Well, his GM and...
Are you calling his house again?
Yeah, why not?
All right.
His GM, though, he and I talked this out, and he wanted the nerdiest, most football stat-intensive intern to be his general manager.
I think he said intelligent, too, right?
I doubt it.
Nerdiest.
You got the wrong...
Dirtiest. The one who most resembles Kyle Gass, perhaps.
Or and, Napoleon Dynamite, or...
Kellen Moore.
Pat.
A middle-aged Pat.
we have
No. He's already ruled out. TC has said do not liken him to a lesbian, right?
Well,
he would rather
we didn't
be,
know what we had.
Like Pat
Nicole.
A lesbian? We
don't
know
think
that.
We can just assume Pat from Saturday Night Live is a lesbian.
Well, but TC would rather be called a child molester, right? He would rather be known as the guy who hangs out at the... At the
That's really creepy.
At
All
the
right.
playground for no apparent reason.
With a trench coat and Tootsie Roll.
So who is Kyle Gass taking at number 2?
Now, do you think I should
Napoleon.
Stick with what I would think
How about
he would
you
do?
Speak into that microphone?
I'm sorry. Do you think he? I should stick with what he thinks I would do? Or what I think he would do?
I
or
think we have
treat it like it's your team because it probably is. What he thinks
have,
you would do.
I think we have 13 more picks in this segment, so get with it.
Yeah, so hurry it up.
Let's go Rashard Mendenhall.
Are you?
I don't think Peterson's going to have a good year.
Oh, dear.
Well, wow. Even he put the bone down with that one.
Well, that
what?
Means...
Even gas, but...
That means the happiest guitarist...
Mendenhall?
In
are you
Texas
doing a bit?
Right
you are smoking...
If this was your team, you'd take Mendenhall number 2.
I had this exact same situation. I had a number 2 pick, and that's who I took.
Okay. I heard the NFL Network recommend him highly.
Mendenhall, who on
Dude,
this...
You are
on
crack.
Number 18 on this board...
Let me see. Let me mark him.
I got him number 13.
I have him at 23.
You are really
I have him at 19 on this one.
I have him at number 23, but you know more.
Okay. Chris Burney, what do you think of that pick?
Well, if Kyle Gass pays any attention to this league, he's going to hate TC.
Yeah, he's
real fast.
if we thought he was indifferent to his team before that pick.
Hold on.
Do I even have to tell you who I'm going to pick?
I'll bet Chris Burney now wants to change his opinion on whether he wants to play for money or not this year.
Yeah, so what are you doing? You don't want to play for money?
I'm poor. You guys think I'm loaded. I'm poor.
You were just on tour. You're fine. You got $200.
I might have to sell like a kidney or something, but that's really tough because they're kind of worn out.
All right, well, do whatever you want. Now, should we give Brendan a chance?
So you're taking AP, right?
If Brendan wants.
Yeah.
Brendan, would you like to make any big offers for the third pick, Brendan, or are you going to sit at four?
I think I'll see if I get a. My guy slides.
Oh, yeah. Well, I think there's a pretty good chance of that. All right, Chris Burney, make your selection.
I'm going AP.
Adrian Peterson.
Now, which one, Chicago or Minnesota?
I'm going Minnesota one.
Okay. The Viking, Adrian Peterson. Let's be clear here. All right, very good. That's very, very fine. Okay, well, that takes us to the number four pick and Brendan Morrow. Brendan.
All right, Chris, we're going to have to hang up on you just because we got to fill these lines with other superstars like Jared.
All right, see, I'm just getting thrown aside now.
No. We got big plans for you this fall.
Are you still on the Cuban clock? Didn't you come from Cuba?
No, I'm about to go play some Modern Warfare 2 online.
Oh, okay. Cool. You want to give your name out? Or?
Chris BFS.
Chris BFS. Look for him online. Modern Warfare. All right.
All right, dude.
Bye, Chris.
Bye, Chris.
I'll see ya.
I think Emily was going to do the same thing after the draft. Hopefully, Modern Warfare.
Sure.
All right, Brendan Morrow at number four.
Now, since Mendenhall's gone, I think I'm going to go Ray Rice on this one.
That's the right pick there. At number four, Ray Rice goes to the captain of the Dallas Stars, Brendan Morrow.
Mendenhall?
Yeah.
Dude.
I love it.
Not playing games yet. It's not like he's already doing poorly.
I don't even know who he is. He's on
Go to page 2 on your draft prep sheet.
I got one text message. I don't have a page 2 yet. I'm going to work on that this afternoon.
Okay. Right. Well, we'll see you at 8 o'clock tonight,
right,
Brendan.
Later,
see you, dude.
Bye, Brendan.
Well, that goes to me at number 5. Now, are we worried?
Who's on the hotline?
Are we worried about number 6?
Can I pump it up?
Yes. We're very worried about number 6.
Okay.
Oh, come on. Computer. All right.
Get pothole on the line, too.
So at number 5, it falls to me, and I just don't like the knee situation with Maurice Jones-Drew. Frank Gore scares me. Give me Aaron Rodgers.
Oh, wow. What a homer.
Are you serious?
Homer.
Are you going to get a
draft? Aaron, pick 5?
Are you going to get
That's worse than Mendenhall.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is.
Absolutely is.
There's going to be an Aaron Rodgers tattoo coming for Bob soon.
Aaron Rodgers.
Wow.
A-Rod.
Let's go
and
to...
And his toboggan. And his freaking eyebrows.
And his douchiness.
Well, all those things are true, but touchdowns are touchdowns, right?
Dude. I like him.
So we're trying to get the next selector, right? Computer?
Yes.
And this gives me an opportunity to ask Emily Jones something.
We're going to pick for him if he's not here in 30
seconds.
No
doubt about it.
Let's pick the next highest cowboy.
Yeah.
We can't take Creighton this year.
Well, you hush, Mr. Mendenhall.
Mendenhall? Yeah. I mean, that...
You're an idiot.
I could have done a normathon.
I think computer
24 hours of broadcasting and never decided that he would have picked Mendenhall there.
It's a shard choice.
So what are we going to do here?
I got to ask Emily.
I'll pick for him.
So what's this... What is your relationship to Mike Hargrove?
Oh, he's my godfather.
He's your godfather?
Yeah. He and my dad were best friends in high school at Perryton High School.
Really?
Really?
Yes. Hail Perryton Rangers.
Wow.
I had that stored in my Rolodex for a long time,
yeah,
and I always
and
forget
my dad
to ask you.
Really good friends in high school, and so he was my
Did
godfather.
He play baseball in high school the same way, the human rain delay?
Absolutely.
Really?
Absolutely.
Did your dad play baseball?
My dad did not play baseball. He played basketball.
But they were the two best friends that anyone could have?
For sure. They were very good friends. And
so
then,
you can get Mike Hargrove on the phone here if you want to?
No, we lost touch. He and my dad lost touch. When he was with Seattle, my dad came to a game and brought my nephew, and they went and saw Mike or whatever. But when I got here, I went and kind of surprised Mike and said that to tell him that his goddaughter was here and she needed something. And he came out kind of really wide-eyed and a little panicked because he has like 8 kids himself. And so anyway, well, I just joked
he's
about
like
it.
The,
I mean,
Cromartie
I
hadn't seen of
it.
Baseball.
Right.
Yeah, I had
Leon S3.
I had. I think his are separated by a little more time, and all with the same woman.
Oh.
But yeah, so poor I hadn't woman. Seen him in a long time, and so we kind of reconnected then. But it, we're, they're not.
Sounds like a really good godfather. Closely, really you
know. Pretty impressive stuff. For
it, it is. It is. It is impressive stuff. So yeah.
Yeah.
So you kind of. It's like the finding your birth. Parents or something after they gave you up for adoption, like he had no idea he even had a goddaughter or what?
No, he knew he had a goddaughter. He knew who I was. I just hadn't seen him. And
like since you were a baby?
Oh, since I was like 5 years old. Because we moved from Perryton when I was five. And he obviously moved from Perryton a very long time before that.
Yeah, he went to Cleveland.
Because he was playing baseball.
Well,
yeah.
All right, we're skipping computer.
I
pick for him.
Yeah. Jones Drew.
Maurice.
That's computer's pick.
Jones Drew. Goes to computer at number six, which brings us to number seven. Norm Hitzkus is on the line.
Computer isn't here.
I talked to him last night.
He's kind of part of the ticket.
I know.
Does stuff on the web.
I think we're finding that drugs is playing a big role in this draft. All right, so let's go live to Norm. Norm,
Bob, I've got your picks for the next six rounds. Jennings in round two, Ryan Grant in round three, Donald Driver in round four, Michael Finley in round five, the kicker Crosby in round six, the Packers defense in round seven.
Someone writing these down?
Skip to your pick in the eighth round.
All right, Jermichael Finley won't last till round five. That's the only problem.
We'll take care of the comedy here, Norm. Who are you taking it?
Oh, wow!
Emily, when are we going to do a great game together again?
Whenever you'd like, Norm. I've
used that in quotations.
The problem having Emily up here is no one can focus on the draft. Everyone is very focused.
That's why TC picked Mendenhall. He's
Norm,
sitting right next
you.
To her.
Is that marriage still a little rocky?
Definitely not rocky at all. But I do love Norm.
Norm?
I want to blank your brains out.
Whoa.
Chris Hansen's
here. Highly inappropriate.
All right, Norm, go ahead.
The Handsome Pigeons, with the seventh pick in this year's draft, select San Diego rookie running back Ryan Mack.
Well, that's a little high for him also. Let me tell you something. This draft is just falling the way it's
going. Well.
This is great.
That means...
What number am I?
Ryan Matthews off the board at number seven. Let's go to pick number eight, which is...
Thanks, Norm. We're going to clear this line.
Bye, Norm.
In my opinion, the highlight of the Bad Radio Fantasy Football League this year is the presence of Dacey. Our friend from her visit with us last December.
Sorry, Emily.
Sorry.
Is Dacey in studio?
Emily, we see you all the time. Dacey's up in New York City.
Dacey, I'm glad you're here.
Hi, Dacey.
Hello. How are you guys?
We're doing very well. And you, ma'am?
I'm doing quite fine. Thank you.
So I know the pothole has been invited on other radio stations, right? You're kind of blowing up. But has anyone else invited you to be in their fantasy football league?
No, you guys are my only one.
That is so awesome. By the way,
so special.
My heart broke just a little bit for you when the Tar Heels did not punch it in on fourth down there.
I know. It was rough. It was really rough.
Tough circumstances. Good chance, though. Good showing.
No, they played awesome. We should have beat them based on the second half, for sure.
Especially when you leave half your team at home. That's a really, really big
yeah.
one.
Yeah.
All right, so are you familiar?
She really did watch the game.
Oh, yeah. If you follow her on Twitter, you will find that she's into her heels.
Now, I thought you hate them.
I annoy some people sometimes, I think.
No, I thought you refer to them as the Tar Holes.
Yeah, Bob.
Dan, I do, but...
No.
No, that's what Bob does. Bob doesn't like you.
I didn't know.
Bob doesn't. Right.
Yeah, now he's just trying to flirt with you, and now it's... Oh, yeah, I really love North Carolina.
I flirt with all the potholes that we have on our show. So, Dacey, are you familiar with the who's off the board? Are you ready to roll?
I think so.
All right.
So, reset.
Okay.
Who's been picked?
Chris Johnson at one, Rashard Mendenhall two, Adrian Peterson three, Ray Rice four, maybe the steal of the draft, Aaron Rodgers goes at five.
Whatever.
Maurice Jones-Drew goes at six, Ryan Matthews at seven, which brings us to Dacey, the Geico pothole, among other things, at number eight. And her selection is?
Tom Brady.
Tom Brady. Oh,
that's a horrible pick.
This is great.
That is the worst pick of the draft so far.
If you have to hook up with your starting quarterback, that's a great choice.
Is it because he's cute?
Actually, no, thank you.
Yeah, let's not.
He's 2 years off of his injury. He should be doing pretty well. Besides the fact he does have a hot wife at home, should be keeping him happy. He's got a fantastic receiving line. He's got a great tight end coming in whose name I cannot pronounce correctly.
But he's great.
So, you know, and as far as points go, yeah, I'm going get the points. You kids watch out.
Well done, Daisy. Well
done. That's a well thought out. Are we going to see you on... Have you had trouble hooking up on the CBS Sportsline thing?
I had a little bit of trouble. I looked at it last night. I'm going to look at it again before the draft tonight. I'm having trouble getting my actual picks.
Like, Daisy, did it tell you to check back in 5 minutes when you tried to log in?
It did that, and then I figured out, I hadn't signed into my CBS account.
Ooh.
That's
valuable information.
Yeah, that was the problem. And then once I went on, I just don't see how, like, I'm just confused, because I've never actually done a fantasy league for football. If you put it, like, is it your scout team and it's taken the first six off of that, or what's available, or I just don't see how you add the players.
Well, at 8 o'clock, we just continue to do the draft just like this, and you take the best person available when it's your pick.
Okay, so you don't have to, like, put people up and then have it pulled from there.
No.
Are you going to be there tonight online, or are you going to set auto-draft or something?
No, I'll be online.
So we'll be able to... Let's set the first round or two TC for like a 2 or 3 minute thing, just so people don't get cut off.
Daisy, we'll see you online.
Woohoo! Yay! Thanks, guys.
All right, there she goes. There goes Daisy.
Bye, Daisy.
The Geico pothole, the noted actress, Daisy, at Daisy, if you want to follow her on Twitter.
D-A-Y-C-I.
And tweet groups.
All right, so we go to pick number 9, and that is Donovan Lewis.
This might be the craziest draft in fantasy draft history. And you know what? With my first pick, give me Andre Johnson, wide receiver, Houston Texans.
Hey, he slid.
He sure did slide.
Chalk says he should go a lot higher. That's the 9th pick.
Wow.
Dan, I think we should maybe reconnoiter here. We have 6 picks to go in the first round. Or is it 5?
5.
Do you want to reconnoiter?
Yeah, that's fine. That'll get us on time by the next segment, then.
Sort of. It's 129. This is the ticket.
Big show tomorrow morning on the Dunham & Miller program.
We on now to theticket.com. You can get a pair of tickets to see TCU take on Wyoming. We will also throw in a TCU prize pack.
With their lizard skin uniforms.
All right, it's 138. Sorry. Who tunes in for the time, though? You tune in to hear the Bad Radio Fantasy Football Draft, round 1, as we are through 9 players. Very controversial so far. Kyle Gass and Computer, oddly enough, both were the guys that we couldn't quite get on the line at the time they said they would be there. Who would have picked that in the pool?
I think everybody.
But Brad Richards was... strong to quite strong. Brendan Morrow, the pothole.
May I recap the first 9 picks, Dan?
You think Emily has a problem with Dana Larson? Just seen her glaring at the pothole on the phone.
Oh, yeah. When Bob said it was great to have you here or something like that. Boy.
Emily Jones.
Yeah. Extreme jealousy.
Very
the cattiness.
Two women can definitely not coexist in a workplace or a fantasy
football. The fingernails just kind of...
Already a rivalry between those two.
Palpable.
Brad Richards at 1 took Chris Johnson. Team Tenacious D took Rashard Mendenhall. Then Chris Burney took Adrian Peterson. Brendan Morrow grabbed Ray Rice. I took Aaron Rodgers. Very savvy
Homer.
There. Computer, the ghost of computer, the pot smoke of computer, took MJD. Then Norm took Ryan Matthews. Dacey, the Geico pothole, took Tom Brady. Donovan took Andre Johnson. So that brings us to pick number 10. And where is he? Line 1?
Yeah, Jarrett.
Yo.
From Bowling for Soup.
Jarrett from BFS.
I just want to hear the pothole girl talk.
By the way, you should have heard Chris Burney talking trash about Jarrett.
I was listening. I didn't hear any trash talk.
Well, this is off the air, dude.
Yeah.
He is ridiculing you.
Really?
Uh-huh.
I see how this is. We're trying to get all the smack talk heated up here.
Yeah, absolutely. Now, you are a noted Pittsburgh Steeler fan.
Correct. And I really thought Mendenhall would have made it to all the way to 10.
I thought Mendenhall would have made it to the 5th round.
You didn't have him gone at number 2, did you, Jarrett?
No.
Let me ask you this. As a Steeler fan, if you were picking number 2, would you have taken Mendenhall?
I would not, indeed. No. In fact, I'm reading now that they're even taking him off of goal line duties and stuff now.
So the opposing teams are reading that, too, so they'll be lulled.
Yeah.
Touche. All right. Well, Jarrett, you've got all sorts of tasty possibilities here at number 10. By the way, it's very nice to have you in our league this year. And
I appreciate the invite. I'm excited. Here's the thing. I'm not really familiar with the CBS sports system, but I logged in today and trying to get it all figured out.
Well, we'll get it worked out by 8 o'clock tonight when rounds 2 through 1 million go on. But
right.
but for now, round 1, your verbal selection, please.
I've been struggling with this. Thank you for going to commercial break right before. If we get actually on the all of my rounds, if we could just have a commercial.
Yes, we will.
Right before I get to pick. But for my pick, number 1 in my draft, banking the whole team on him, Drew Brees.
Drew Brees.
Wow, okay.
Savvy.
No, are you smack talking me too or what?
Donovan,
a little bit.
Donovan's smack talking everybody.
I think it's just a little high to take a quarterback right
now.
That's
no Aaron Rodgers.
Yeah, I know. That was the dumb pick.
Hey, but here's the thing.
Go ahead.
I've never played in a 14-person league before, and so I don't know. I'm sort of changing up my strategy, and so we'll see.
No, the argument against Aaron Rodgers is not his quality. It's that you got to wait till 24 to get a running back, and that's probably going to bite me badly as I take, like, someone really
Mendenhall?
Bad.
Mendenhall? Oh,
someone really bad.
Already
no,
taken.
Mendenhall will be gone.
Yeah.
All right, well, Jarrett, nothing wrong with Drew Brees. Nobody could criticize that except Donovan, who's perfect. But thank you thank you for your first selection, sir.
Right.
We'll see you online.
Thank you, guys. See you tonight.
Bye,
all right,
Jarrett.
There goes Jarrett, the lead singer. And
star of Phineas and Ferb.
Big star of Bowling for Soup and
role.
Phineas and Ferb. All right, Dan, that goes to you at number 11.
I can't believe this.
Dude,
Michael Turner.
What a great pick. Yeah.
I would have picked Michael Turner if I had the third pick in the draft.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Really?
Yeah, yeah.
Michael the Burner Turner.
That's why you picked him, huh?
Do you know his nickname?
What pick are we on? 12?
I don't know. What did I have? 11? Yeah. So we're on Noxie now.
Michael Turner's nickname is Matt. I didn't know what that meant, but.
Well, now who's talking trash, huh?
And now.
You're talking about me.
I've always wanted to do this.
Talking trash about me.
Matt Cole Turner.
I've always. So you wouldn't have gone near him, huh, Bob? Obviously you did.
I had a chance.
I would.
We'll see if he sticks it to me all season.
Well, I've always wanted to do this.
Meh, Phil Turner.
I feel like just like a big-time TV star because I get to talk to Tom Grieve in the next segment. And right now I get to say, we go to Jim Knox.
Yeah!
We like the newsies.
Knoxie!
What's happening, guys?
Welcome to the Fantasy Football League that matters.
The hardest working man in Dallas-Fort Worth sports history. He go to YouTube and search Jim Knox,
by the
way. It's unbelievable the stuff this guy has been through. Body surfing.
Sorry, Emily.
Falling off a couch.
Yeah.
Falling off a couch.
Have you not seen that one?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
That was
what happened.
Noxie, that was one of your best, right? Don't
That's
you think?
What happens when you work around drunk college students?
Yes.
Which stadium was that?
Yeah, but you get a lot of chicks, don't you?
Manhattanus, Kansas, according to Angie Swin of Texas Rangers.
All right. Well, Noxie, I hate to hurry you because we do need to spend more time together. We'll get you up here real soon, but let's go.
Let's get right to it. In fact, on the line with me, I have my director of scouting, Max Knocke. Former TCU quarterback, had a cup of coffee with the Cowboys, the Atlanta Falcons, New Orleans Saints, San Francisco 49ers, and the list goes on. Max, you there?
I am.
Okay, let's get right to it, Max. We going to running back or quarterback? Running back, right?
Frank do you know who's been picked?
Where are
Everybody
you yelling?
Know who's been picked?
Why am I yelling?
Why are you yelling, Noxie? We're all right here.
Who are we going with, Max?
Well, I definitely think Steven Jackson is going to be our pick. I think he's going to be a strong player this year, and with the new quarterback, we'll be running the ball a lot and getting a lot of fantasy touchdown points.
Strong.
Right.
That's the worst pick of our draft so far.
I think so. I think that is the worst pick.
Well, Max.
All right.
Extra beers for you.
Noxie, are you going to be online tonight?
Yes, I will be online.
Are you all hooked up?
I'm having trouble getting on.
All right, well, hold on the line, and TC will talk to you during the break.
Okay, thanks, guys. See you, Emily.
Thanks, Noxie.
TC might be the worst commissioner and draft picker in the whole world.
TC, I think you're doing fine.
Is there anything more screwing this whole thing up?
All right, so Steven Jackson goes to Team Noxie at 12, and we have 13 and 14 left on our line right now, hopefully, from a golf course somewhere.
Just introduce him slowly.
Hopefully. Is
Billy.
So
National Hockey League superstar.
Yeah,
he's there.
Sadly, Billy said this was probably likely because he has a golfing workout for the Flyers today. So he
a golfing workout with the Flyers?
Right. So he's not gonna be available.
Okay, well we'll just go ahead and pick for him then.
Right.
Do you want to take the highest ranked player?
He didn't say who he wanted to pick?
No.
Put him on auto draft. Who's he got?
Miles Austin.
I have Frank Gore.
I have Frank Gore.
I think this is
Montre Holland.
You know what? Listen, I'm under protest right now.
Why? You
because that's
Frank
who you want to pick?
Because, I mean, come on. Well, you can't get on the phone. You don't get the highest pick guy.
But that's what you do even if you auto draft.
No, he would leave it.
No, he would leave it on auto draft.
Right.
You let TC pick for him.
All right, listen.
I'm just kidding.
New members of the league.
Why is Emily so mad?
She is.
Very militant.
Because of Dacey?
It's that whole Dacey thing.
Right.
I love Dacey. So I would love nothing more than for Dacey to talk in my ear for a long time.
Really? I would like that also.
Highest available, which is Frank Gore, which brings us to the final pick of round one. She will also have the first pick of round two tonight at 8 o'clock, so don't be late, Emily.
D'Angelo Williams, bring it.
D'Angelo Williams.
That's the best pick of the draft so far.
Yeah, that's very shrewd.
That's Carolina. Very strong.
He's going to have a great year. I mean, they've got a young quarterback. They're going to be handing the ball
don't
off.
Don't
patronize.
They're
going to run all the time, and he's going to have a lot of scoring opportunities.
He's a goal line guy.
Do not patronize.
Really, good job. He's a football player.
Thank you. He wears football pads and carries a football. Shut up, all of you.
The other defenses in the NFC South are playing nothing but DBs. No defensive line.
right.
Yeah.
No linebackers or anything.
I freaking hate all of you.
Do you want to give us some insight on where you're looking to start round
you
two?
You have the first pick, so you can just give us...
Yeah. I mean, you want me to just drop this bomb now? Or?
Yeah, you can you
Are
can
you going
it,
Peyton? Go Peyton.
I was, but now I'm not.
Oh, really? Okay, yeah. I'm going to tell you some other people not to go.
Sean Green?
No.
Go Shub.
Listen, I'm going to do some serious... I'm going to go
Javid
get a former...
Best.
Reggie Bush.
...guy who got a cup of coffee with the Cowboys and is a scout now. I'm going to get him to look this up.
So...
Wow, that rivalry with Noxie just...
Beanie Wells?
Just shines. Right. He just rears his ugly head,
all
man.
Right. Well, thanks, Emily.
Yeah, Emily. Yeah.
Emily came through.
Braving the rain.
Yes.
Taking on Noxie and Dacey.
Wow.
Thank you, Emily. Thanks, Brad Richards, Brendan Morrow.
No thank you
Geico
to Computer
Pothole,
and
Computer,
KG.
Kyle Gass.
Unreal.
And Jarrett and Chris from Bowling for Soup. All right, good times.
I love Dacey.
It's on.
Oh, stop it. I love Dacey, and I love Noxie.
Are you in for cash?
Yeah.
Sure. All right, wow.
How much?
TV contract.
Oh, yeah.
All right, we'll talk about that off the air. It is one. TC, go get line three. He's been holding for you.
Rapido.
I'll go home and get you a freaking shine box.
You don't just sit. All right.
God, you are the worst commissioner.
Gosh,
man.
You guys, so mean to
you guys might want to talk to me on
y'all
the air.
I thought I was going to say something funny to Emily.
Tina, come get your line.
I didn't want to leave. Doesn't he look like Napoleon a little bit?
No.
All right. It is.
You're pretty.
1:48. Let's do the Tom Greve Show.
I caught you a delicious bass.
Next.
Sports Radio.